This is Superfast Business with James Schramko. James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
Hi, Ezra here.
James Schramko here.
And we want to talk to you today about tactics.
Did you want to put your surname?
Firestone.
Yeah, Ezra Firestone.
Very good.
James Schramko.
I did a little hand gesture there, too, to kind of deliver it.
Ezra Firestone.
James Schramko.
Look at us.
Tactics versus strategy. You know, we're so focused. So many people are so focused on tactics. They want to know the one little trick, the one little tip that's going to help them rank, that's going to help them convert, that's going to help them get customers, that's going to help them grow their business. But it turns out that tactics are just kind of a smoke and mirrors. They're not really valuable.
Yeah, well, tactics are just the little bits. And, you know, there's no point. It's pointless, actually, if your strategy's all wrong. So one thing we do when we look at our business and when we look at other people's businesses, which both of us do because we each have coaching programs, is we have a look at why are we trying to do this at all? Like, what is the point here? If we're here and we're trying to get to there, in fact, we should do this for the audience. If you're here and you're trying to get to there, there will be little steps along the way. The step things. But the here to there is the overarching strategy.
And we shouldn't say that tactics aren't important.
Yeah, well, they're part of the
deal. They're part of the game.
But tips, tricks, or whatever, that's on their
own.
That's
right.
Because they can take you all around the block.
That's right. So really, when you're thinking about building an e-commerce business, starting a services business, becoming, and it doesn't really matter what your business is going to be, step one is to figure out, where do you want to go? Like, what is the end result that you are looking for? This is a metaphor that you do a lot. What's the end result that you're looking for? Where are you now? And what are those steps that you can plot along the trail?
There'll be out of shot. We'll do a little version. If you're here and you want to get to there, there'll be little steps. So the metaphor that I use is the train tracks.
That's right.
You're at Grand Central Station and you want to get to here. So you lay the tracks and then you do the tactical, you know, putting the coal into the train. It's an old train, not a new train.
It's old.
And, you know, there's like, you get off the station to the bathroom, get some food, then you get back on. So now you know when someone's saying, hey, go over here or do this or this little hack gets you, you say, I don't care. I know where I'm going. I'm going to this station here and I'm on the train.
Tactics hurt is because they're ooh shiny. They're that new shiny object.
Ooh shiny. That's
shiny.
Like a BSA.
Isn't
that shiny?
But you know what they do is they divert your attention. It's so easy to get. You're just sucked away into some strategy or tactic and lose focus on that narrow path that you've set for yourself. And what ends up happening is when you put your attention on one thing and you really focus on that thing and you keep going in that direction, it's between a shotgun.
Did you make that pot plant over there?
What?
I was just distracting you, see?
That was good.
That was it.
That was
like
so
a trick.
Good.
I just took him
but
off track.
Think
right?
about the shotgun.
Now what does he do? He goes, well, where was I on my track? And he's
got to come back. Yeah. It takes a while to figure out where you were to get stuck back into it. It's the difference between, you know, when people are shooting and they're trying to, like, shoot bottles or they're marksmen, you know, what are those guys called who shoot people for long distances? Snipers.
Assassins.
When snipers are shooting at people, they're not shooting with a shotgun, right? Because you're not going to hit someone.
Well, unless they're in, like, combat. You got to keep
it
tight.
Tight.
Keep
okay.
it tight.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Well, man, I don't know. You're not, you don't want to
shoot with a rifle.
That's
get
right.
the laser scope and pick your target a long way off. Then the tactics are, you know, I'll put the bullet in the chamber. I'll get my, you could be like calling it, say, you know, wind 5 degrees to the left, up 2 degrees. Yeah, and then pull the trigger tactic, target hit, done.
Yeah.
Done deal.
And, you know, the funny thing about tactics is it's likely that you already know all of the ones that you need
you know
to have the
need.
Success
you know
that you want to have.
You've got to get some stuff off the bookshelf.
Yeah. Keep that bookshelf here. But the truth of the matter is that you don't really need new tactics. The old ones work just fine. What you already know is enough to get you where you want to go. You just have to trust in yourself and go for it.
Yeah, you know too much.
Yeah.
If you knew less, you'd get there quicker. If you were trying to sell software and you didn't know how to program, you'd get there quicker because you're not getting off the train, dicking around trying to do code.
Well, let's take a look at one of the big developments for us this weekend was we've had a few big developments, but one of them is that I'm getting rid of a whole side of my business.
Back
is it back over here?
You're off camera.
I'm sorry about that. Here we go.
He does big movements.
I am huge. I'm just not like that. Get your mind out of the gutter.
That's dirty, man.
My mind went there too.
I don't want to go explicit tag.
You know, I don't know what I was, that was a
development.
Big developments. Yeah. Is that I'm actually getting rid of a big part of my business, and I'm focusing on just the thing, just the part of that side of my business that I'm really, really good at, and I'm going to see exponential growth because of it. And that was due to this.
And I'm focusing on the part of the business that I'm really excited about, that we're really good at. And, you know, when we talk about it together, we go, hot diggity damn, or something to that effect. Something like that. Yeah. And turns out we could both do the same thing, and it works out really well for both of us.
Yeah. Good. So focus is the key here. Strategy, you know, knowing the it's sort of like the big picture view.
Why are you doing it? What are you doing? How are you going to do it? The little stuff's less important. The big stuff is, like, be happy when you get to your destination.
Yes. Some people, plan for success.
Yeah, people don't have a destination, and they're always unhappy.
You know,
if you set your destination and you get there,
celebrate that. A lot of people graduate from college and then are miserable because they've, like, spent all this time working towards this goal, but they haven't really thought about what they're going to do after they've achieved that. So then they go into a bit of a depression. It's sort of a common thing that happens, post-success depression. So plan for when you succeed, because you will, particularly if you're hanging out with us, which we'd like you to continue to do. So Ezra Firestone here.
James Schramko.
Thanks for hanging out.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.